It's a day of mixed emotions in the church. On the one hand, it is a very happy day. It's a day we think about heaven and about the saints in heaven, about them watching us, encouraging us, all the folks who have inspired us and encouraged us. And we think that one day we too will be in heaven. So it's a happy day, but it's also mixed emotions. It's also a sad day as we think about the reality of death and loss and grief. That toll when we ring those bells and name those names, that tears me up every year. So we think about All Saints Sunday, and many of us are able to speak frankly about death. We still have a lot to learn about the aftermath of death, about grief and grieving and moving on. Grief is the natural reaction to the loss of a loved one. Grief is the price of loving. Grief. It won't help much if I stand up here and try to teach you the stages of grief, take you through them and tell you this is how you're supposed to grieve. You remember the famous six famous stages of death from Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. You remember that in psychology class? These are the stages of death, but there are also the stages of grief. You remember shock, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. Those are the stages we go through. And those are also the stages of grief: shock, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance. The trouble is, anybody who's ever grieved, you don't really go through them easily or straight through sequentially in order. While we're grieving, we tend to bounce around. One day we feel angry, and the next day we may be able to accept things. But the next day we may be in denial. So we bounce around, and we can feel all six of those things in one day. Heck, we can feel all six in an afternoon or all six in an hour when we grieve. So there's no really prescription to grief. There's no really right or wrong way for you to grieve. There's no map. We just accept it, whatever form it takes, both in ourselves and in others. And this past year, 2020, has been the year of grieving because there's been so much death, so much loss, and loss has become a universal experience. If we can begin to understand the true nature of grief, we can have a more helpful, loving, supportive culture. So let's talk about grief this morning. Grief is not a problem to be solved. Rather, it is a process to be tended to be lived through, whatever form, however long it takes. And the grief process cannot be hurried by family and friends, no matter how well-meaning our desire to help the grieving person's anguish. That recovery, adjustment, it takes long a time, and sometimes it takes longer than we realize. We need to accept whatever form it takes, both in ourselves and in others. We all live and love and grieve in our own unique ways. In fact, most grief groups offered by professionals or by counselors and stuff, they will often take the wrong approach because they encourage their mourners to quickly move through their pain. And while family and friends always want you to feel better, pain that is not allowed to be spoken or expressed will actually turn in on itself and create more problems. Because unacknowledged pain will not simply go away. The way to survive grief is by acknowledging the pain and allowing that pain to exist by leaning into it and doing the hard work of grieving, not to try to cover it up. And I'll be honest with you, pastorally, when the things that come through my office for counseling and stuff like affairs or addiction or chronic sickness or continual job loss, when you start unpacking those things, what is often at the root of it is buried grief. Buried grief. As a grieving mother of this parish told me once, she said, "You never get over it, you just get on with it. You never move on, but you do try to move forward." Because pain cannot be easily fixed. Companionship, not correction, is the best way to deal with grief. So if you want to be helpful, bear witness. Offer friendship. Help is needed and wanted, but only on the grieving person's terms and timetable. So give a listening ear. No matter how many times they want to tell you the story about their lost loved one, be patient. Life is hello. Life is goodbye. There is loss. Grief is real. Grief is the price of being a human. And I've told you this metaphor before, but I think it's so good, I'd like to share it with you again, because this to me is the most helpful metaphor I know about grief. I have a friend who's a pastor in Nebraska. I met him when I was on my internship in Nebraska. Big old burly farm boy. I mean, he's a big old guy with the biggest, bushiest, darkest black beard you ever saw. His name is Bruce. Bruce lost a 12-year-old son who died. And Bruce said, as a pastor, he said that everyone told him that he should be able to get on with it. People wanted him to kind of fill up the hole and patch the hole up and cover it up and move on. But Bruce said that grief is not filling up the hole of loss, but instead asking God to help you build a bridge over that hole, because the hole always remains. Filling in the hole so fast does not acknowledge that the life was lived, that the life was real. The hole is there, and it is a big one because grief is real, but instead of covering it up and acting like it doesn't exist, with God's help, Bruce was able to build a bridge over the hole, to travel onward over that hole, but acknowledging the loss whenever he crossed that bridge and looked down and saw that hole. So with God's help, he got to the other side, and he still continues to travel and grieve over that bridge with God's help, because God is with us in our loss, in our sadness. So on this All Saints Day, we remember that in Jesus' Father's house, there are many rooms. He has gone to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we will all be together again. On All Saints Day, we think of our loved ones in heaven, and we believe that we will be reunited with those we love who have gone before us, that one day, and it'll probably be sooner than we all want or think, we will all be together again, all saints in heaven. So thank God there is grace. There is grace even in our grief.